Right, we were talking a couple of weeks ago about, you know how you're on a first date with someone and then you realise that they're drinking Coke and you're on your third bottle of wine. happens to me a lot. And it just doesn't work because you're both on kind of two different levels there, right?
Very much so, yeah.
One's sober, one isn't. And it doesn't work at all. So, we had a text from a girl, when we were talking about this, who did exactly the same thing. She was drinking, the other person wasn't. Except the date that she was on was with Russell Brand. Now, at the time, she would not come on air because she thought that Russell might recognise her or somebody might recognise her.
Friends,
like,
parents.
Like he'd care. Hmm. So I'm going to change her name, but she has emailed me today. Okay. Let's call her Edith.
Edith.
Yeah, that's not her real name.
No.
Right? Subject.
As if you'd choose the real name when you were about to read out.
Subject. Drunken antics on dates. I am the girl who wussed out of telling the story on air about turning up drunk for a date with Russell Brand. I'm sorry. The story is this. I met him at one of his shows a few years ago, before he was famous, and he looked like a scruffy hippie. I didn't have any idea who he was, but I gave him my number.
Right.
She obviously likes scruffy hippies.
Yeah.
He called and texted a few times, but I was always busy when he suggested we meet. 6 months later, I had a missed call from him when I checked my phone at work one Saturday. I went home and thought I'd call him back, but to get some Dutch courage, I'd have a little drink first. 3 small vodkas later, I called and left him a message, which I thought was flirty, sexy and funny. Then I had another drink. He returned my call, and as we lived very far apart, we had a disagreement over which side of London we should meet on. He ended up offering to pay for a cab to his house. I agreed, had another drink, and then got ready to go. By this time, I was merry, and by the time I got in the cab, I was steaming. I realised, as I was going along in the cab, how very drunk I was. And then Russell rang, asking what I'd like to drink when I got to his, insisting on buying me a bottle of wine. I was saying I didn't mind, as he didn't drink, knowing that I was trolleyed. I got there, knew I needed to act sober, and kind of stumbled out the cab, landing not well at all. To give him credit, he was very sweet about it. I was a sight. Smeared makeup, stinking of booze, thinking I was making a very good job of being sober, and the icing on the cake, I asked him what was so important that I had to go and see him instead of him coming to me. He told me he had an early meeting with Narcotics Anonymous. I just shut up and drank my wine. And yes, he still slept with me. That's a great story. Thank you very much, Edith. Now, I don't know about you, but I really fancy doing one of our reconstructions of the events of that evening with Russell Brand.
I think you've already auditioned to take over from Joe Wiley on Changing Tracks.
Bagsy, I'm Russell. Scott Mills. Scott Mills. Radio 1. Right, so this is about a first date where you drink and the other person doesn't. This is one of our listeners who had a first date like that with Russell Brand. Thought she'd have a few drinks to lubricate herself before she went round to Russell's house.
Kind of.
And he wasn't drinking at all, because he doesn't drink anymore. He's totally on the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Does sound like one of those Deirdre's photo casebook stories, doesn't it?
Oh, it's Saturday night and I'm all on my own. What am I going to do? Oh, it's a text from Russell, that nice comedian man I met, who looked like a scruffy hippie. I should call him back. Wait, maybe I should have a glass of vodka first. Right, I'll call him now. Maybe another quick vodka. Okay, I'll call him. One quick drink. Right, I'm a little bit drunk now. Here goes.
Hello?
Hello, Russell.
Hello, young filly, forsooth, you have returned my call, what I made in your general direction.
A fancy meeting up, Russell.
Forsooth, busty wench, I would enjoy that very much. Come round to my abode, which is where I reside.
Okay, see you soon. Russell wants me to go to his house. I wonder what he has in mind. Before I go meet him, I may have to have another quick drink. Oh, there's the taxi. Just a quick one before I go.
All right, love.
To Russell Brand's house, please.
Okay, darling, no problem. Blimey, you're steaming. If you're sick in my cab, it's 50 quid.
Here's Russell phoning me now. I wonder what he wants.
Forsooth, young filly. Hello. I'd be a swine if I didn't buy you a drink. What are you quaffing this fine evening?
What will you be drinking?
Nothing. I don't drink anymore. I'll buy you a very large bottle of wine.
Here we are, love. Russell Brand's house. I've seen a few come and go from here, if you know what I'm saying.
Thanks.
Careful not to fall out of the cab. Oh, too late.
Blimey, you look like a right dog's dinner, love. You're steamingly intoxicated, forsooth. Good actual morning. Come in.
Sorry, I'm a bit drunk.
Don't worry, love. I'll still sleep with you.
Thanks, Russell.
Have some wine first, darling. Right, are you ready?
That's how I think the evening went.
In new music we trust on Radio 1.